Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Today is January 22nd, which means we're a full month into winter, and that in turn means we still have two full months of winter yet to come. A bitter pill to swallow if you are not a fan of cold weather.
As we speak, the East Coast is preparing for a winter storm that's described in historic terms even before it starts. Millions of Washingtonians will hunker down and wait to be shoveled and plowed out.
But as you know, Milwaukee is not the kind of place where we shrink at the thought of winter. But if your winter has gotten a bit repetitive, we're going to start today's show with some ideas to get out of the house. Milwaukee Magazine's Dan Simmons and Howie Magner were among the forces behind the Winter Guide in January's issue, and they talked about the Milwaukee winter zeitgeist.
When you live here, you kind of have to, I guess, come to terms with the fact that 3 or 4 or 5 months out of the year, it's going to be cold and it's going to be snowy, and you have that choice. You can either become a hermit for that amount of time, or you can get out and see what's going on in the world when it looks a little bit different and it might not be quite as comfortable. And one of the things we wanted to do with this winter guide that we titled The Winter of Our Great Content, playing a little bit off of Richard III there, for those who are far more literarily adept than I am.
Not frequent that Howie Magner is quoting from Richard III.
No, which is a good thing. But, you know, we wanted to kind of, you know, take a look at all the things that are out there for folks to do. Some that are pretty obvious. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure folks around here are familiar with the concept of ice fishing, even if they haven't quite tried it, or, you know, cross-country skiing or sledding down a hill. And some that might not be quite so obvious, you know, indoor fitness classes or, the
ice canoes.
There you go, which was
Never knew about those.
Really, really cool one, which I have not done, but I want to do now. We put together 30 or 40 little vignettes on these events or pastimes or what have you that are, you know, pretty good ways to pass some time while, you know, it's not necessarily very nice outside.
Well, and one of the things that struck me as I looked over this is that there are a lot of things that you can only do in the wintertime in Milwaukee or Wisconsin that you write about. But then there are also a bunch of things on this list that you would think you could only do when it's warm out that you can also do in Wisconsin.
Certainly. Fat tire biking.
Right. Talk about
example.
That. What is the concept of fat tire biking?
So it's all-terrain biking, really. So, these fat tires work great in snow and ice, and they obviously work just fine on pavement when it's nicer out.
Essentially the pedaling equivalent of four-wheeling, except that there are only two wheels.
They're basically snow tires for bikes, if you think about it. They just give you a little bit more surface on the ground, and they're built more for the off-terrain stuff as opposed to, you know, the very thin 10-speed things that are made for nice, shiny surfaces like tar and concrete and things.
The Hummer of bikes, you might say.
Exactly. Well, and there's a whole fat tire biking series out in Delafield, is that right?
There is, yeah. So it's not just a few people who are into this. It's a whole phenomenon, and they have events every couple weeks or every month, year-round.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things that you would think that require warm weather to accomplish, or you really have to make some compromises. Things like as simple as running. You know, there are people that run when it's 5 degrees outside. For example, you were raising your hand, but there are people.
You being Dan Simmons, because I'm not running
when it's
50 or 100 degrees outside, and I'm surely not doing it when it's 5 below. But this guy's a warrior.
But there are places you can also run in Milwaukee that don't require you to have amazing winter clothes and don't require you to be on a treadmill even.
That's right. Is it the Pettit?
Pettit National Ice Center. They've got a really nice indoor track that they recently upgraded. They put a whole bunch of money into it, $90,000 or even a little bit more than that. But it's really kind of become this premier regional indoor running facility. And you wouldn't think that a place that's basically dedicated to ice sports is a place to go running as well.
I know they do indoor marathons there, which is a stunning concept. It's still a lot of laps, though.
Running in circles a lot. You're getting dizzy, I guess.
It's like 98 laps. But, okay, what about golf? I'm amazed that you can play golf in the winter in Milwaukee.
Downtown, no less. Downtown Milwaukee.
Within a couple blocks of where we're sitting right now,
I think it's right across the street and a block down, actually. There's a place called Four Milwaukee. And you've probably—
F-O-R-E.
F-O-R-E, indeed. You've probably heard about these in the past where, you know, it's a golf simulator, basically. Well, this is a indoor bar / recreational facility that's dedicated to playing golf. And, Yeah. Is it like the real thing? Are you out and birds are tweeting and all that type of stuff? No. You're hitting off of mats and you're hitting into this giant virtual reality screen. But the results are, you know, pretty cool. I mean, you're playing a full round of golf and you're doing it in, you know, a much quicker time. So it's a pretty good way to, if you're a golf fanatic, to keep your skills intact in the winter. If you're not a golf fanatic, you just kind of get the itch when it's 10 below outside. You head on over and you take your clubs and you grab a cold one. I'll let you decide whether it's an alcoholic cold one or otherwise.
And sunscreen is not required.
Not to my knowledge, no. But I guess if you want to take it to the full effect, they're probably not going to complain if you slather some on. But yeah, you go play a round of golf and see how you do. And the really cool thing is, you can pick from courses all over the world. You want to play St. Andrews, they'll pull up St. Andrews. And unless you've got a couple of grand, mm-hmm. you're not doing that without the simulator stuff. So I found that one interesting. It's one place I want to get down to. Rock climbing is another thing. You think of it as a fair weather sport, but we're actually, we've got some pretty good rock climbing gyms in the area. Adventure Rock out in the Pewaukee area, right downtown, we've got Turner Hall. Very good facilities. They're very friendly to newcomers. And I think Adventure Rock is even expanding. They're coming a little closer to Milwaukee. I'm not sure the exact place where they're putting in their new gym. But it's growing. It's a popular sport.
Okay, so if you can do indoor rock climbing, let's talk about the concept of an ice cano.
They're, like the name suggests, nature takes ice and forms it into the shape of a volcano, commonly occurring up on the North Shore by Audubon Schlitz Nature Preserve. You can check in there, walk down to the shore, and kind of be blown away by these natural ice formations. Sounds pretty cool. I had never heard of them before I started researching this project.
And this is not something that you climb. This is something more that you observe.
I know. No lava. No. Yeah, but it's just a cool, cool, naturally occurring site.
So Milwaukee is known during the summer as the place where there are festivals practically every weekend, if not at the lakefront, certainly somewhere. But there are a number of things that only come along during the wintertime. Let's talk about some of the things that Wisconsin is becoming known for as outdoor or really just seasonal tourist attractions.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think a lot of people take pride in the fact that once winter gets here, the festivals don't stop. We're known as the home of Summerfest, and we're known as the home of all the ethnic festivals. And that, in many ways, is basically our entire summer. If you're not going to a festival over the weekend, then you're missing out. But it doesn't stop when winter comes around. And other folks might think it would, but, you've got Mittenfest down in Bayview. You've got the Waukesha Winter Jamboree. If you're willing to drive a little bit, you can head on down to Lake Geneva, where their Winterfest, they've got a really cool thing, which is the 2016 U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition. It runs February 3rd through 6th.
And the winner of this goes on to the Olympics, right?
I don't know that that's necessarily the case, Mitch. Don't be starting any rumors. But even if they're not going on to the Snow Sculpting Olympics, it's still kind of one of those things that you can only see during the wintertime, and you're seeing the best people in the country compete. I guess it's the winter equivalent of sand sculpting, and I know we've had those competitions here in the Milwaukee area, but anytime you're seeing the best do what they're good at, I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Those are winter-specific festivals. There are other things that only come around during the winter. They don't necessarily have to do with the winter, but some events on the calendar include one that's actually happening both tonight, Friday night, and Saturday. This is the annual trip of Monster Jam to the BMO Harris Bradley Center.
7,500 tons of mud. Don't see that at the Bradley Center every day.
Not intentionally, anyway.
You don't see performers known as Gravedigger, Stonecrusher, Barbarian, and who can forget the Queen of Carnage herself, Medusa.
So we are laughing about this, but I will say that that I have been to this particular event with at the time, well, he was 5 for the first time and 6 the second time, and this is really a great networking event for dads and their elementary school age kids.
See, that's something I never would have pegged you as a monster truck guy, Mitch Teich. So I'm impressed that you are, you know, opening yourself up to the wonders of the world.
I will say in Monster Jam's defense here that this is really it's probably one part truck to probably 5 parts entertainment. It is a highly produced event, and yes, little boys and girls, I brought my daughter to it, both enjoy it quite a bit.
As we say, you know, pay for a full seat, use only the first 4 inches, right?
So if that is on the loud end of the spectrum for the winter, what are some of the things that are on the quieter and more introspective side of things?
So when we were in the midst of deadline for putting this issue out, I think the staff kind of conspired to force me to step back a little bit. So what they did is they talked me into doing a Float Milwaukee experience. Now, if you're not familiar with Float Milwaukee, it's a relatively new business in town that is dedicated to what folks might commonly know or refer to as sensory deprivation. It's not really sensory deprivation because you get into this, it's like this giant egg covered bathtub, basically, and the water inside is filled with 900 pounds of Epsom salt. The point being that you lay down in it and you cannot sink. You are floating on the water. Now, look, it's body temperature water, so you're feeling it, but it's very comfortable. It's a soundproof room, and you turn the lights out, and it is complete darkness. You can't see your hand in front of your face. You can hear yourself breathing. You can hear your heartbeat. You can hear the water splashing around. And you have the option to turn on music. You have the option to turn on this cool blue light. But if you really want the true experience, you just kind of lay there and you really get lost in your thoughts, lost in your head, and there's nothing going on outside. To me, it's a real cool way to get back in touch with yourself. It's a real cool way to escape the winter because you don't know that it's out there once you're inside that egg-shaped contraption.
And how long do you do this?
Well, you can do it for 60 minutes or 90 minutes. And
are you a giant raisin when it's all over?
No, not really. I mean, it's very relaxing. You shower before you go in, you shower before you leave the facility. But I really, it's hard to describe to somebody who hasn't done it. But what I can tell you is when I was done with it, I was very relaxed. It kind of felt as if I had taken a 4-hour afternoon nap. I went back to the office and people were remarking how much more relaxed I seemed. You can ask Dan Simmons about that. But
10 years disappeared.
That's right. My gray hair was gone.
And was Howie's absence its own kind of sensory deprivation for your office?
Very nice.
No comment.
It sounds like a great thing to consider as the winter progresses. And I thank you both for spending some time on our winter guide segment. Howie, you're going to stick around, and we're going to talk sports next.
I look forward to it.
Great to be here, Mitch. Thank you.
Dan Simmons is senior editor, and Howie Magner is interim editor-in-chief at Milwaukee Magazine, whose winter guide is in the January issue.